is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Like LeBron coming home to Cleveland, I've come home to the afternoons after a four-day work week on the morning show. Happy to be here, and happy to be here with Ian and Dan, and you as a contestant now on the Harris Challenge. The phone lines are clear, and you can get in at 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or on your cell phone, *KTRS, as long as you have not played in the last 30 days. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. There's no cover charge on Wednesdays. And every Thursday night, the Well Hungarians are at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. No cover charge there, but some amazing food. You want more information? Get the app, the Well Hungarians app, or go to their website, wellhungarians.net. You'll find out all the places they are playing in the bi-state region. Dan, you're on the Big 550 as our first contestant. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Thank you.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I'm just having dinner with my wife tonight and some friends at Spiro's and looking forward to it.
All right. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll see what the questions and categories look like this week. We're always led by our first category, the topical one, have you been paying attention? Then category two, sports and showbiz this week. And category three, it's 7-11, because that's the date, July 11th. What would you like, Dan?
Oh, well, I haven't been paying attention, so I guess we'll do sports.
Okay. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. So you've got a total of five questions and 15 points that you can earn. You don't have to win all of them, though. You don't have to get them all right. You only have to get about half the points. Well, slightly more than half the points. Eight or more will make you a winner, which means you'll take home a prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
All right, Paul, we have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also from Werenberg Theaters. We have your choice of some movies like The Transformers, the number one movie out, The Jersey Boys, or Earth to Echo.
Echo. What? did you hear an earth in here?
No, did not. And
so you get your choice of those prizes, or if you get all 15 points, then you get them all for a prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Dan, you've chosen sports and showbiz this week. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Cardinal player hurt his thumb so badly on Wednesday that he'll need surgery and be out for 8 weeks?
Yadier Molina.
Correct. Which countries will play in the World Cup final this Sunday?
Germany and Argentina.
Correct. Who did ABC announce would return to The View this fall?
Oh, the fat pig.
I'm going to need a name.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Correct. What did Novak Djokovic and Petra Kvitova do last weekend?
Played tennis.
Be more specific.
Won tennis.
Be more specific.
I couldn't. I'm guessing.
Here's your five-pointer. Which of these was not nominated this week for the Best Drama Emmy? Downton Abbey, The Good Wife, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
The Good Wife. What did Novak Djokovic and Petra Kvitova do last weekend?
Won Wimbledon.
The correct answer is they won Wimbledon. You did know it, Dan. Congratulations. And with that correct answer, you've got 10 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize, and I will move on to contestant number two. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I am heading home to build my son a covered wagon bed over the weekend.
You are a good dad.
I'm trying.
Yeah, and then in the middle of the night when he gets hungry, you have to build him a chuck wagon. You see, it's just going to all go downhill from there. Which category would you like? We have you been paying attention? It's 7-Eleven, or our new third category, Seinfeld's World.
Let's try Seinfeld's World.
All right. This summer marks the 25th anniversary of Seinfeld debuting. Actually, when it came on, it was called The Seinfeld Chronicles, aired for four episodes in the summer of 1989, and actually did not get good ratings, but they rejiggered the show, and of course, it had a legendary run as one of the all-time great sitcoms. One thing I did not know about the show until I was reading about it this week is that Elaine was not on the first episode. It was just the other characters on the show. And then Brandon Tartikoff, it may have been him or Warren Littlefield, one of the executives at NBC, said, Jerry, you've got to get a woman. And he said, I know, but let's talk about the show. Jeff, the category is Seinfeld's World. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is Newman's job?
He's a postman.
Correct. What brand of candy did Kramer drop into a surgery patient?
Junior Man.
Correct. What is Kramer's first name?
Cosmo.
Correct. For 2 points each, what are the names of George Costanza's parents?
Frank and Estelle.
Wow. Correct. What is the name of George's ill-fated fiancée?
Susan.
And do you remember what killed her?
Very cheap wedding announcement.
Yeah, the glue on the wedding glue. On the envelopes. Jeff, that's all the points you can earn. A clean sweep, 15 points. Nicely done.
Thank you very much.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get all of your prizes while we move on to our third contestant today. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm a field engineer, television repair for Schneider TV, and just finishing up my day and looking forward to the Harris Challenge.
Okay, which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? It's 7-Eleven, or you named your child what?
I think I'm going to go with, have you been paying attention?
All right, Bob, 60 seconds on the clock. I hope you've been paying attention this week, because here
me
we go
too.
With the Harris Challenge. Which St. Louis area bridge was hit by a barge this week with a crash that one witness said sounded like an explosion?
MLK.
Correct. How did Nick Brown raise tens of thousands of dollars this week on Kickstarter?
Potato salad recipe.
Correct. Which state began allowing the sale of recreational marijuana this week?
Washington State.
Correct. What was a woman arrested for doing on a highway in Florida this week? Naked yoga, stealing copper, or bungee jumping from an overpass?
Bungee jumping from an overpass.
Naked yoga. Which? Here's your five-pointer. Which former mayor of New Orleans was sentenced to 10 years in prison this week for corruption?
Ray Nagin.
That is absolutely correct, and you've got 11 points, Bob, and we haven't had to punish anybody yet. Nicely done.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how to get your prizes while I move on to our next contestant. Hello, Amelia.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm getting married September 20th to a wonderful man named Alfred Perez.
Congratulations. Big ceremony?
No, just a little one.
Okay. That's my wife and I had 13 people at ours, so.
Well, we might have 14.
Bragger. Which category would you like? There are two left on the board. We have It's 7-Eleven, or You Named Your Child What?
You named your child what?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Amelia. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which member of the Jackson family actually named one of his children Your Majesty?
Your Majesty? Who named their child Your Majesty? Michael?
Member of the Jackson family. No, Jermaine.
Jermaine.
For 1 point each, name two of Frank Zappa's four kids.
Oh, wow.
Two of Frank Zappa's four kids?
You can pass if you want.
Pass.
Which of these is not the name of one of Robbie Benson's kids? Romeo, Lyric, or Zephyr?
Merrick?
No, it's Romeo. True or false, David Bowie's son was born with the name Zoe Bowie.
Oh, wow.
First?
True or false?
True.
It is true. Which married tennis star named their son Jazz? That's Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf. And the four Zappa kids are Moon Unit, Amit, Dweezil, and Diva. So
wow.
Let's see how you did here, Amelia. You got Zoe Bowie correct, and that's about it. So a total of only 4 points, and that means I am going to have to punish you.
Okay.
Well, don't go anywhere. Take your punishment. Because, all right, here it is. The punishment comes thanks to Britney Spears. Remember when she was America's darling?
Oh, yes.
When everybody just wanted to hit her one more time. I'm not sure. I don't know what that song was about, frankly.
I miss the bald Britney.
You know, the crazy Britney. Yeah. Britney has a new song. They're already calling it a hit song. I don't think it's out yet. It's called Alien. And this week on the internet, somebody posted a copy of Britney singing the song, but without the auto-tune that they always have to add to make her sound so much better. Here she is without the technology.
There was a time I was one of a kind, lost in the world, out of me, myself, and that was lonely, like an alien.
Yeah.
I tried, but I never figured it out. Why I always felt like a stranger in a crowd. Oh, that was me, like an alien.
It doesn't get better.
The stars in the sky look like hope. Take me home.
All right, just pause it right there. I think.
Good Lord.
I think Amelia's had enough, haven't you?
Operator.
Yeah. Oh, Amelia had so much she hung up and sent us to the operator. Wow. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I thought Brittany was a little pitchy, didn't you, Dog?
Yeah.
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 All right. Let's bring in our final contestant today. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'd like to say happy anniversary to my wife.
Well, then go ahead and be sure to say her name.
Yes, Sharla.
Okay. How many years?
16.
Congratulations, Scott. The category left on the board here is it's 7-Eleven. It's not the date. It's also a convenience store, and that's what the category is about. Are you ready?
Sure.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. Approximately how many 7-Eleven stores are there in the world? 25,000, 50,000, or 100,000?
100,000.
50. Which country has the most 7-Eleven stores? Japan, the U.S., Thailand?
U.S.
Japan. Which came first, the Slurpee or the Big Gulp?
The Big Gulp.
The Slurpee. What do you get if you buy a Yosemite Road brand item in a 7-Eleven store? Chewing tobacco, beef jerky, or wine?
Wine.
Correct. What does 7-Eleven sell more of than anything else? Hot dogs, beer, or cups of coffee?
Cups of coffee.
1 million cups of coffee a day is correct. By the way, Japan has 15,000 7-Elevens. The U.S. has 8,200. Thailand, 6,800. And yes, Yosemite Road is 7-Eleven wine. The Slurpee, by the way, I think today it's free Slurpees at 7-Eleven on 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Not that this is a commercial for them or anything. Slurpee was introduced in 1967, the Big Gulp in 1980. But Scott, since you got the 4 and the 5, you rescued yourself from here having to hear Britney again. And so you've got yourself a prize that Dan will tell you about if you hang on, okay?
Sure.
Thanks. All right. And that's how we play the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. And you can find previous Harris Challenges by going to the Paul Harris page on KTRS.com.